The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter number 26, text number 5, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on January 16th, 2010, in Santiago, Chile.
So today we are studying Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter number 26, text number 5.
Entonces, hoy día estamos estudiando el Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 4, capítulo 26, texto 5.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Asaraṁ vṛttim āśritya.
Asaraṁ vṛttim āśritya.
Gaurātmā niranugraha. Nyāhanam niṣṭhitair bhānair. Vaneshu vanagocharam. Asaraṁ vṛttim āśritya. Gaurātmā niranugraha. Nyāhanam niṣṭhitair bhānair. Vaneshu vanagocharam. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Savior of the whole world. At that time, King Puranjana was very much influenced by demoniac propensities. Because of this, his heart became very hard and merciless. And with sharp arrows, he killed many innocent animals in the forest, taking no consideration. Purport. When a man becomes too proud of his material position, he tries to enjoy his senses in an unrestricted way, being influenced by the modes of passion and ignorance. He is thus described as a sudic or demoniac. When people are demoniac in spirit, they are not merciful toward the poor animals. Consequently, they maintain various animal slaughterhouses. This is technically called sunna or hinsa, which means the killing of living beings. In Kali Yuga, due to the increase of the modes of passion and ignorance, almost all men are acidic or demoniac. Therefore, they are very much fond of eating flesh, and for this end, they maintain various kinds of animal slaughterhouses. In this age of Kali, the propensity for mercy is almost nil. Consequently, there is always fighting and wars between men and nations. Men do not understand that because they unrestrictedly kill so many animals, they also must be slaughtered like animals in big wars. This is very much evident in the Western countries. In the West, slaughterhouses are maintained without restriction, and therefore every fifth or tenth year there is a big war in which countless people are slaughtered even more cruelly than the animals. Sometimes during the war, soldiers keep their enemies in concentration camps and kill them in very cruel ways. These are reactions brought about by unrestricted animal killing in the slaughterhouse and by hunters in the forest. Proud demoniac persons do not know the laws of nature or the laws of God. Consequently, they unrestrictedly kill poor animals, not caring for them at all. In the Krishna consciousness movement, animal killing is completely prohibited. One is not accepted as a bona fide student in this movement unless he promises to follow the four regulated principles: no illicit sex, no animal killing, no intoxication, and no gambling. This Krishna consciousness movement is the only means by which the sinful activities of men in this Kali Yuga can be counteracted. Vandeham. Shri Guru. Shri Jata Valakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raguna Tanvita Tam Sajiva Sadhaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha. It's pretty heavy.
Muy pesado.
It's Kali Yuga is very, very heavy.
Kali Yuga es muy, muy pesado.
They're so cruelly killing these animals. As I was mentioning last night in the bullfight, they are cruelly killing the animals. The hunters in the forest, they are unnecessarily killing animals. And in the slaughterhouse, it is horrible how they are killing the animals. So they are getting their reaction.
Entonces ellos están teniendo reacciones.
In war,
en guerras,
earthquake,
terremotos,
tsunami,
tsunamis.
Just like now in Haiti, there's a huge earthquake. 100,000 people, over 100,000 people are dead.
Tal como ahora, recién hace poco en Haití, hubo un gran terremoto, más de 100,000 personas murieron.
Everywhere there's corpses lining the streets.
Todos los cuerpos están tirados en las calles.
There's so many dead bodies, they're making huge mass graves to put all the bodies in. These are reactions for cow killing, especially cow killing.
Esa es una reacción especialmente por matanza de vacas.
The laws of nature must act.
Las leyes de la naturaleza deben actuar.
Whatever goes around comes around.
Cualquier cosa que va allá vuelve aquí mismo.
Even Newton said, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction.
Incluso Newton dijo, cualquier acción tiene una reacción opuesta.
The Bible also said,
la Biblia también lo dice.
As you sow, so shall you reap.
Así como lo que tú siembras, eso es lo que tú vas a cosechar.
Buddha taught the same principle.
Buda enseñó el mismo principio.
If you torture the poor animals,
si tú torturas a los pobres animales,
you will become tortured.
Tú te vuelves torturado.
So the modern day society, they're going on with no mercy for the animals.
Entonces la civilización moderna de hoy está haciendo sin misericordia con los animales.
So cruelly, just like in Mendoza, there is a slaughterhouse very near the temple.
Tal como en Mendoza hay un matadero muy cerca del templo.
And when the wind blows the wrong direction, the smell is so horrible.
Y cuando el viento sopla, el olor es tan horrible.
It's so demoniac what they are doing.
Es tan demoníaco lo que ellos están haciendo.
But yet they go on day after day, week after week, killing, 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 killing these animals.
Pero sin embargo, ellos siguen día tras día, semana tras semana, matando y matando a estos animales.
So, by the law of karma, they must be killed.
Entonces, por la ley del karma, ellos deben ser matados.
You cannot escape the law of karma.
Tú no puedes escaparte de la ley del karma.
Karma will get you every time.
El karma te dará todo el tiempo.
There's only one way to become free from karma.
Solo hay una forma de volverse libre del karma.
And that is surrender to Krishna.
Eso es rendirse a Krishna.
Otherwise, we will get all of our karmic reactions.
De otra manera, vamos a tener todas las reacciones del karma.
There's two kinds of karmic reaction.
Hay dos clases de reacciones karmáticas.
Those that are mature.
Unas que son maduras.
And those that are immature.
Y otras que son inmaduras.
The mature ones are the ones we're suffering for right now.
Las maduras son por las que nosotros estamos sufriendo justo ahora.
Just like sometimes we may have a disease.
Tal como ahora alguien puede tener una enfermedad.
That's called mature sinful reaction.
Eso es una reacción madura.
At the present moment, you're being punished for past sins.
En el momento presente, tú estás siendo castigado por tus acciones pasadas.
And the other kind is the immature sinful reactions.
Las otras son las reacciones inmaduras pasadas.
Those are the reactions that are still awaiting you.
Esas reacciones que todavía que ahora te están esperando.
Maybe tomorrow.
Quizás mañana.
Maybe in 5 minutes.
Quizás en 5 minutos.
Maybe in 5 lifetimes.
Quizás en 5 vidas.
But those reactions are awaiting you.
Pero esas reacciones te están esperando.
So we all have mature and immature sinful reactions.
Entonces todos nosotros tenemos maduras e inmaduras reacciones pecaminosas.
Therefore, we better surrender to Krishna.
Por lo tanto, es mejor rendirse a Krishna.
Do you want to suffer?
¿Te quieres sufrir?
Right now?
Ahora?
And in the future?
¿Y en el futuro?
Then surrender to Krishna, you see.
Luego rindes a Krishna.
Because Krishna will give you pardon.
Porque Krishna les dará el perdón.
No matter how many sins you may have committed,
no importa cuántos pecados tú puedas haber cometido,
Krishna will give you pardon.
Krishna te va a dar el perdón.
But do not take that as license to sin again.
Pero eso no lo tomes como una ventaja para pecar de nuevo.
That tonight I will go to a house of prostitution.
Como por ejemplo hoy día voy a ir a una casa de prostitución.
And I'll chant 32 rounds tomorrow to make up for it.
Y voy a cantar mañana 32 rondas como en compensación.
Don't commit sin on the strength of chanting.
No cometas pecados bajo la fuerza del santo nombre.
If you try to do that, Krishna will take away your taste.
Si es que tú vas a tratar de hacer eso, Krishna te va a quitar el gusto.
You will totally lose your taste for chanting Hare Krishna.
Tú vas a perder totalmente el gusto por cantar Hare Krishna.
And then you will take all sinful reactions.
Y luego tú vas a tener todas las reacciones pecaminosas.
But actually, if we dive very nicely into this chanting process,
pero en realidad si nosotros nos sumergimos muy profundamente en este proceso de cantar,
we'll become free from these sinful desires.
Nos volveremos libres de las reacciones pecaminosas.
And when Maya tempts us, we'll just laugh at how foolish it is, you see.
Y luego nosotros nos reiremos de cuán tonto ha sido, fue.
Just like I was one time visiting our temple in Amsterdam.
Tal como una vez yo estaba visitando el templo en Amsterdam.
In Amsterdam, prostitution is going on it's legal, it's going on everywhere, you see.
In Amsterdam, la
prostitución. So I was taking a Joppa rock around the block of the temple, you see.
Sí, yo tomé una vuelta por la cuadra del templo.
And there, early in the morning, there was a window.
Y temprano en la mañana había una ventana.
And there was a woman sitting there with all, you know, half naked woman sitting there with a big smile on her face.
Y había una mujer ahí sentada con la mitad de su cuerpo desnudo, riendo.
And this little sign, we accept MasterCard and Visa.
Y salía un pequeño anuncio que aceptaban Visa.
And all you have to do is ring the doorbell and bring your credit card.
Y lo único que tú tienes que hacer es tocar el timbre y traer tu tarjeta.
I couldn't believe it, right around the corner from the temple.
No lo podía creer, justo a la vuelta del templo.
But was I tempted?
Pero yo intenté.
No, I just laughed at it. How silly this thing is.
No, yo reí. ¿Qué tonto es esto?
Who wants some illicit sex? I mean,
¿quién quiere algún sexo ilícito?
This Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, is more delicious than the juiciest sex you could ever enjoy, you see.
Es mucho más delicioso y jugoso de lo que puedes probar en el sexo ilícito.
There's more juice in Hare Krishna than you could ever get from any amount of material sense gratification.
Hay mucho más jugo en el mantra Hare Krishna de lo que tú jamás vas a poder encontrar en la existencia existencia material.
It's so easy to be a brahmachari, really, you know.
Es tan fácil ser un brahmachari.
You just got to get that higher taste, you know.
Tan solo tienes que obtener ese gusto superior.
Vishaya vinivartante nirahara-shadehina rasa-varsham-nisyopyasya param-drishtva nivartate. The embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste for sense objects remains.
El alma condicionada puede estar restringida de la gratificación de los sentidos, pero aún el gusto permanece.
But ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste.
Pero ya que este es una experiencia, se experimenta un gusto superior.
He is fixed in consciousness.
Él está fijo en conciencia.
So when I saw that prostitute, I just laughed. You see.
Entonces cuando yo vi a esa prostituta, yo simplemente reí.
What a stupid thing, you know.
Qué cosa tan estúpida.
Who would want to waste their time and energy having illicit sex?
¿Quién podría malgastar su tiempo teniendo el sexo ilícito?
When you can swim in the unlimited nectarian ocean of Krishna's holy names at every minute.
Cuando tú puedes sumergir en el océano nectario del Hare Krishna mantra cada minuto.
Do you know how much nectar there is in the holy names?
¿Usted sabe cuánto néctar hay ahí en el santo nombre?
You know what Rupa Goswami said?
¿Ustedes saben qué dijo Rupa Goswami?
Tunde tandamani riting vitanute tundavali lamdiye karna krodha kadambani gatayate kunarbade bhyaspriham cheta prangana sangani vijayate sravendriyanam kritim no jane janita kiyan biramritai krishne divarnadvai. You know the Sanskrit? Anyone know the meaning? Any Sanskrit scholars here? Alright, I will give you the translation. Rupa Goswami says, I do not know how much nectar there is in these two syllables, Krishna.
¿Cuánto néctar hay en estas dos sílabas, Krishna?
Because when I utter this name in the mouth, it dances within my mouth.
Porque yo cuando digo este nombre en mi boca, él danza en mi boca.
When that name is dancing in my mouth,
cuando ese nombre está danzando en mi boca,
I want to have many mouths.
Me gustaría tener millones de bocas.
And when those names enter the ears,
y cuando esos nombres entran en mis oídos,
how do you say million in Spanish?
Millones.
I desire millones y millones of ears.
Orejas.
Orejas. Millones y millones y of orejas. You see? Millones, millones, billones of ears. You see? It's so much dulce, so much sweetness.
Hay tanta dulzura.
And then he says, and when the name dances in the courtyard of my heart,
y luego cuando el nombre danza en mi corazón,
my mind becomes completely conquered.
Mi mente se vuelve completamente conquistada.
And I am absolutely stunned in transcendental wonder.
Estoy absoluta y me vuelvo absolutamente absorto en bienaventuranza trascendental.
Now you may wonder, why does Rupa Goswami say many mouths and many ears? What is the point?
Ahora usted puede estar preguntándose qué quiere decir si la Rupa Goswami con muchos oídos, muchas bocas.
The other day in Mendoza, I explained what is the point.
El otro día en Mendoza yo expliqué cuál era el punto.
We were having a pizza party at the time.
Nosotros estábamos teniendo una fiesta de pizza en ese momento.
Everyone was enjoying the pizza.
Todos estaban disfrutando las pizzas.
And Baladev Prabhu, I was specially speaking to Baladev Prabhu.
Yo estaba especialmente hablando a Baladev Prabhu.
Trying to help him understand what is the meaning of this verse.
Tratando de explicarle a él cuál era el significado de este verso.
And I said, Baladev Prabhu, just imagine if it was your birthday.
Imagínate que fuera tu cumpleaños.
And we made a special feast for you.
Y nosotros hacemos una gran fiesta para ti.
And you came out here into the yard and there were 10 million pieces of pizza stacked up. 10 million pieces of pizza.
Y tú entras así y hay 10 millones de pizza acumuladas.
We say, Baladev Prabhu, this is all for you. Now enjoy it.
ofrecemos a ti ahora, disfrútalo.
And Baladeva said, "What can I do? I only have one mouth and two ears. What? I mean, one mouth and one stomach. How I can enjoy 10 million pieces of pizza? It's not possible."
Pero él puede decir, ¿cómo voy a poder disfrutar toda esta cantidad de pizza si solo tengo una boca y un estómago?
Maybe 5 or 10 pieces I can enjoy. You see.
Quizás 5 o 10 pizzas puedo disfrutar.
But 10 million pieces of pizza, I cannot enjoy 10 million pieces of pizza.
Pero 10 millones de pedazos de pizza no puedo disfrutar eso.
But if I had 10 million mouths and 10 million stomachs, then I could enjoy 10 million pieces of pizza. You see.
Pero si tengo 10 millones de boca y 10 millones de estómagos, puedo disfrutar 10 millones de pizza.
So this is the point Rupa Goswami is making. There is so much nectar in this Krishna that one mouth isn't big enough to hold all that nectar. And 2 ears are not enough to absorb all of that nectar. So in this way he's hankering that I can have many mouths and millions of ears. So in this way, if we can get that higher taste, then we will not be attracted to material sense gratification. Just like Yamunacharya Albandru of South India, he gave very nice poetry. Yadavari mama cheta Krishna pradaravinde nava nava rasa damanu jatarantumasit tadavari vatanari sangame smaryamane Bhavati Mukushushtu Nishtivanam Cha. He said, ever since I've been engaged in Krishna consciousness, serving Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, tasting what?
Probando qué?
Nava Nava Rasa.
Nama Nava Rasa.
Who can understand what that means? Nava Nava Rasa.
¿Quién puede entender qué significa esto?
Yeah.
A new taste.
Newer, yes, very good. That means newer and newer taste. Nueva y nueva. Or nuevo? Taste is masculine or feminine?
Is nuevo, new?
Taste is masculine or feminine?
Taste is.
Ah,
okay. It says male.
So it's nuevo.
Nuevo.
Nuevo y nuevo. Taste is what?
Gusto.
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 Oh, really? Nuevo y nuevo gusto.
Yeah. Nuevo y nuevo gusto.
Muy bien.
Muy bien. Entonces,
whenever I think of having sex,
cualquier vez que yo esté pensando en tener sexo,
just like sometimes we think about having sex.
Porque alguna vez nosotros pensamos en tener sexo.
Whenever I think about having sex,
cada vez que yo pienso en eso,
my lips curl with this taste.
Mis labios se fruncen al pensar.
And I spit at the thought.
Y lo escupo afuera.
Is it? Spit.
Lo escupo afuera.
That was his wonderful poetry. Is it?
Esa fue su hermosa poesía.
So was that artificial spitting?
Entonces, ¿él está hablando artificialmente acaso?
No, he really feels disgusted.
No, en realidad él realmente sentía asco.
As Prabhupada said on Venice Beach,
tal como si la Prabhupada,
the position of the sex,
la posición del sexo,
that how nasty it is.
Es que es tan asquerosa.
And Sarup Damodar was with him on the beach. He was playing the role of the scientists in their having discussion.
Y Swarup Damodar, que estaba con él en la playa, él estaba haciendo el papel del científico.
When he heard Prabhupada say that sex was nasty business, he said, but Prabhupada, how to continue the species?
Entonces cuando escuchó esto de Prabhupada, él le dijo, pero Prabhupada, entonces ¿cómo seguimos con las especies?
And without a moment's hesitation, Prabhupada said, you finish it, this condemned world.
Y inmediatamente Srila Prabhupada dijo, tú termina este condenado mundo.
So actually, we don't have any duty to propagate the species, you see.
Entonces, en realidad, no tenemos ningún propósito de continuar la especie.
If everybody wants to be brahmachari and brahmachrini, there's no problem.
Si alguien quiere permanecer como brahmachari y brahmacharini, no hay problema.
It's not that we have to propagate the species.
No es que nosotros tenemos que propagar la especie.
But if someone wants to be grihastha and have children, that is also all right. That is good.
Pero si alguien quiere ser grihastha y tener niños,
but it's not required.
Pero no, no requerido.
You see. The only thing that is required is you develop that love of Krishna.
La única cosa que es requerida es que tú desarrolles ese amor por Krishna.
That is the requirement.
Ese es el requerimiento.
Because if we develop love for Krishna,
porque si nosotros desarrollamos amor por Krishna,
then and only then do we become satisfied.
Luego y solo ahí nosotros nos vamos a sentir satisfechos.
I can guarantee you this.
Yo te puedo garantizar esto.
No matter how much sense gratification you may enjoy in this world,
no importa cuánta gratificación de los sentidos tú disfrutes en este mundo,
you will never be satisfied.
Tú nunca estarás satisfecho.
Because these senses, they are described in Bhagavad Gita.
Porque estos sentidos que están descritos en el Bhagavad Gita,
dushparena nalena cha, they burn like fire.
Ellos queman como el fuego.
And they are never satisfied.
Y ellos nunca están satisfechos.
If you have a fire burning, you see, the fire is very greedy. Give me fuel, give me fuel. The fire is very greedy for fuel.
Entonces, ustedes pueden ver el fuego así muy avaro y pide, dame, dame gasolina.
So if you say, okay, my dear fire, I will gratify your desire for fuel. Now here, take this fuel and be satisfied.
Entonces, okay, yo te, si tú si me dices okay, te voy a satisfacer y aquí, toma, aquí está tu benzina.
Will the fire be satisfied? Now I have enough fuel.
El fuego va a estar satisfecho diciendo, oh, ahora tengo bastantes
No, that fire will want more fuel, more fuel, more fuel.
No, el fuego va a querer más benzina, más benzina.
So the senses, they are like fire.
Entonces los sentidos son como fuego.
No matter how much you gratify your senses.
No importa cuánto tú lo gratifiques.
They will say, give me more, give me more, give me more.
Ellos van a decir, dame más, dame más, dame más.
So what is the solution?
Entonces, ¿cuál es la solución?
Prabhupada said, when the senses demand sense gratification,
entonces, Prabhupada dice, cuando los sentidos demandan gratificación de los sentidos,
all you have to do is this. All you have to do is this.
Todo lo que tú tienes que hacer es esto.
You just say, no.
Tú le dices, no.
Just like the parent, they will tell the child, no, you can't have that nonsense thing.
Tal como los padres le dicen al niño, no, no puedes tener estas tonterías.
You just have to tell your senses, no, you cannot have it.
El niño insiste, pero le dicen, no, esto no lo puedes tener.
In this way, you have to be strong with your senses.
De esta manera, tú tienes que ser fuerte y pesado con tus sentidos.
What is that person called who is very strong with his senses?
¿Quién fue esa persona que fue muy conocida porque era muy fuerte con sus
senses? Goswami.
Goswami.
So who is meant to be a Goswami in our movement?
Entonces, ¿quién están destinados a ser Goswami en este movimiento?
The sannyasis, right?
Los sannyasis, ¿no?
But nobody else, right?
Pero nadie más, ¿no es cierto?
No. In this movement, everyone is meant to be Goswami.
En este mundo, en este movimiento, todos están destinados a ser Goswamis.
Everyone is meant to be the master of their senses.
Todos están destinados para ser el maestro de sus sentidos.
Brahmachari Goswamis.
Los Brahmachari Goswamis,
Brahmacharini Goswamis,
Brahmacharini Goswamis,
Grihastha Goswamis,
Grihastha Goswamis,
Vanaprastha Goswamis,
Vanaprastha Goswamis,
and Sannyasi Goswamis.
Sannyasi Goswamis.
In this movement, everyone is meant to be Goswami.
En este movimiento todos están hechos para que sean
Master Goswami, of the senses.
El maestro de los sentidos.
You may say, but that sounds so miserable. I mean, I really want to enjoy my senses.
Oh, pero eso suena tan miserable y en realidad quiero disfrutar de mis sentidos.
Don't be fooled by Maya.
No sean engañados por Maya.
You keep trying to satisfy your senses. You're just a slave of lust, that's all.
Si tú simplemente sigues tratando de ratificar tus sentidos, tú simplemente estás siendo esclavo.
Tell your senses that... You know, we're moving to a higher standard, that's all. You just be quiet, we're going to move to a higher standard. Because there's only one way your senses will really be satisfied. And that is described in the Shastra.
Y eso está escrito en el Shastra.
Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. When you engage those senses in the service of the master of the senses,
cuando tú empleas esos sentidos en el servicio del amo de los sentidos,
then the senses become satisfied.
Luego los sentidos se vuelven satisfechos.
How?
¿Cómo?
Govinda.
Govinda.
Govinda, he is the satisfier of the senses.
Govinda, él es quien satisface los sentidos.
Krishna will satisfy your senses.
Krishna satisfacerá tus sentidos.
With Krishna consciousness.
Con conciencia de Krishna.
When you see the beautiful form of the deity.
Cuando usted ve la hermosa forma de las deidades.
When you hear the beautiful kirtan.
Cuando tú oyes este hermoso kirtan.
When you smell that wonderful incense offered to the Lord.
Cuando tú hueles este hermoso incienso.
When you taste that wonderful prasad offered to the Lord.
Cuando tú tomas este hermoso prasad ofrecido.
When you embrace the devotees of the Lord,
cuando tú abrazas a los devotos del Señor,
when you take the dust from the lotus feet of the spiritual master and smear it all over your body,
cuando tú tomas el polvo de los pies del otro de tu maestro espiritual y los polvoreas,
you see, in this way you become completely satisfied.
De esta forma tú te volverás completamente satisfecho.
No problema, Prabhu. So, I can ask now if there's any questions.
Entonces ahora puedo preguntar si hay algunas preguntas.
Que para controlar los sentidos.
¿Contrarrestar?
Para controlarlos.
In order to control the senses.
El Prabhu insinuó o nos dijo de que debemos llenarlo con conciencia de Krishna.
You said that we should fill that with Krishna consciousness. To control.
Pero al comienzo, en nuestra vida espiritual, actual.
But in the beginning, in our actual state of spiritual like life,
no hay placer en
there is no happiness in Krishna consciousness.
There is no happiness. What?
Like there is no bhakti rasa in the beginning of our spiritual life. There is no like.
Yeah. How can you say that?
Go away and see this.
There's so much nectar.
Hay tanto nectar.
In the very, there's so much nectar in the beginning.
Hay tanto nectar en el comienzo.
You were thinking of happiness in the mud of goodness.
Tú estás pensando que hay felicidad en la modalidad.
Which is poison in the beginning and nectar
passion.
At the end.
En la modalidad de la pasión.
No.
Goodness.
No. He is thinking of happiness in the mud of goodness, which is poison in the beginning and nectar in the end.
Tú estás pensando como en términos de la valía de la bondad que es néctar de
principio. But this is happiness in mode of pure goodness, which is different.
Pero esto es felicidad en la modalidad de la bondad pura.
This happiness is nectar in the beginning and nectar in the end.
Esta felicidad es néctar en el principio y néctar.
See, there's four kinds of happiness.
Hay cuatro tipos de felicidad.
There's happiness in the mode of ignorance.
Felicidad en la modalidad de la ignorancia.
Which is miserable in the beginning and miserable in the end. There's happiness in the mode of passion, which is nectar in the beginning and poison in the end. There's happiness in the mode of goodness, which is poison in the beginning and nectar in the end. And there's happiness in pure goodness, which is nectar in the beginning and nectar in the end.
Y néctar en la modalidad de la bondad pura, que es néctar al principio y al final.
So, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya,
entonces, por la misericordia del Señor Chaitanya,
you can get transcendental happiness from the very beginning, néctar in the very beginning.
Tú puedes obtener néctar desde el mismo comienzo.
Krishna Prasad,
por el Krishna Prasad,
Hare Krishna Kirtan, you can get so much néctar. Even as a neophyte devotee, you can taste great néctar.
Tú puedes tener tanto néctar, incluso como un devoto neófito.
Kevala Ananda Kanda.
Kevala Ananda Kanda.
This process is simply bliss.
Este proceso es sencillamente bienaventurado.
Srila Prabhupada told us.
Srila Prabhupada dijo.
This is back in the days when we used to call him Swamiji.
Eso es los días atrás cuando nosotros solíamos llamarlo Swamiji.
He said, you cannot find any point about this Krishna consciousness movement that you can say, Swamiji, this point is troublesome. He said, there is no trouble at all.
él dijo no hay ningún problema en absoluto.
It's simply recreation.
Es simplemente recreación.
So by the mercy of Prabhupada.
Entonces por la misericordia de Prabhupada.
You can get nectar in the very beginning.
Tú puedes obtener néctar desde el mismo comienzo.
If we haven't tasted nectar, how we even have come?
Entonces si nosotros no hemos probado el gusto, ¿cómo vamos a seguir?
You have not tasted any nectar?
¿Tú no has probado el néctar?
You must have tasted nectar, otherwise how you are here?
Tú debes haberlo probado, sino ¿cómo estás acá?
Isn't it? You understand?
¿Entiende? ¿Entiende?
Does that answer your question?
¿Eso responde su pregunta?
Sí, super.
Super.
Huh?
Sí, he said super. It's like, yeah, super. Like, too much, like super means like,
superb?
Yeah, very much, like.
Superb?
No, yes, super.
Super, super.
Yeah,
super like duper answer?
Like in English.
Okay.
Lo maestro espiritual también tiene semilla madura y todo está liberado en el cuerpo material.
Are the spiritual master like already liberated in their body? In their body?
Huh?
¿Qué te refieres?
Yo digo que si también los maestros espirituales
¿sí?
tienen semilla madura y están liberados en el cuerpo material, todo, yo le pregunto.
¿En cuanto a las reacciones pecaminosas?
Sí. Así como.
¿Usted le pregunta?
Sí, o sea, estaba hablando de la literatura, de la semilla madura que uno tiene y la inmadura. Entonces, yo digo que si los maestros espirituales también tienen semilla madura, o sea, que le pasan cosas, y están liberados en el cuerpo material, si están liberados, todo.
¿Qué le entiendes?
Semillas del karma, casi más, porque todas tienen semillas inmaduras y maduras del karma.
If the spiritual masters are liberated from the mature and immature reactions that you were talking in the beginning, like
the spiritual master suffers the reactions from his disciples.
Bueno, el maestro espiritual sufre las reacciones de su discípulo. De sus discípulos.
Y están todos liberados del cuerpo, no, los maestros espirituales.
¿Sí le dice la pregunta de que entonces, ¿cuál? ¿Qué más? ¿Cuál es la segunda pregunta?
Si el maestro espiritual está liberado, todos los maestros espirituales están liberados totalmente del cuerpo. Están desapegados del cuerpo.
No. Si todos los maestros espirituales
están liberados del cuerpo. So, like, if all the spiritual masters are already liberated from the body.
What is it?
All like, the spiritual masters, all the spiritual masters in this corner are liberated from their body.
Yeah.
Or is still in material body.
Yeah.
Actually,
in realidad,
any disciple who takes his initiation vows seriously is liberated from the very moment of diksha.
En realidad, cualquier devoto que tome los votos de iniciación seriamente está liberado desde el mismo momento del diksha.
Why only spiritual masters? Any devotee, any initiated devotee who has taken his vows of diksha with full seriousness, he is liberated from the moment of initiation.
¿Por qué solo los maestros espirituales? Cualquier devoto que tome los votos con seriedad está liberado desde el mismo comienzo.
Prabhupada told us that in Los Angeles.
Prabhupada dijo eso en Los Ángeles.
He said, from the very day of initiation, he has become deathless.
Desde el mismo comienzo de la iniciación él se ha vuelto eterno.
Next question.
¿Otra pregunta?
That kind of role or that kind of stage for us, the women. But at the end, every stage is a kind of, it's related to consciousness. So I would like to know if will be someday when sannyas will be recognized for mothers too.
Ella está preguntando de que ella sabe que en ISKCON no existe la orden de sannyas para las mujeres, pero que ella entiende de que
de que el estado de sanidad va relacionado con un estado de conciencia. Entonces ella quiere saber si es que en el futuro podrá haber la opción de que las madres puedan acceder a eso.
So she's asking if there someday we'll have sannyasi order for women.
She says that sannyasi order, you know, women are also supposed to control the senses, like their senses also has to be Kuswami. But in the form of a lady, a woman, you don't have sannyasi. It's not recommended.
Actually, you know, when Gurudas and Jamuna were husband and wife, grihastha couple.
Entonces, en realidad, cuando dos devotos eran grihastas,
and when Gurudas took sannyas,
y cuando Gurudas tomó sannyas,
Jamuna Madhiji, she was wearing white sari, and Prabhupada said, exactly, she is sannyasini.
Prabhupada
said she was a sannyasini.
So
a woman can become sannyasini.
Entonces, una mujer sí se puede volver sannyasini.
There is no formal order of sannyas for women.
No hay una orden formal para las mujeres de sannyas.
But still, the woman can become a sannyasini becoming completely renounced.
Pero igual una mujer sí se puede volver una sannyasi completamente renunciada.
So you may ask if a woman can be in her heart fully renounced sannyasini.
And
why there is no formal order of sannyas for the ladies.
Entonces, ¿por qué no hay una orden formal de sannyas para las mujeres?
And I will tell you why.
Yo te voy a explicar por qué.
A woman is an object of sexual exploitation.
La mujer es un objeto para la explotación.
Any woman who is alone, you see, she can be raped by an unscrupulous man.
Cualquier mujer que esté sola puede ser abusada por un hombre inescrupuloso.
Especially in this Kali Yuga, the men are monsters.
Especialmente en este Kali Yuga, los hombres son monstruos.
If they can find a woman that they can rape, they will rape that woman.
Si pueden encontrar una mujer así para violar, lo van a hacer.
Just like in warfare, when they conquer some territory, what do the soldiers do?
Tal como en la guerra, cuando una armada conquista a un enemigo, ¿qué hacen?
They go on a raping spree and they rape all the women, you see. So, sannyas means alone, without any material protection.
Entonces, sannyas significa solo, sin ninguna protección.
So, a woman should never be without material protection.
Pero las mujeres no deberían nunca estar sin ninguna protección.
When she's young, her father protects.
Cuando es joven, su padre la protege.
In the middle age, the husband protects.
Cuando está la edad media, su marido.
And in the old age, the sons protect.
Y cuando es adulta,
that is Vedic culture.
Esa es la cultura Vedic.
So, to protect the women,
entonces, para proteger a la mujer,
we never send them out without material protection.
Nosotros nunca las mandamos afuera sin ninguna protección.
That is too dangerous for a woman, you see.
Eso es muy peligroso para una mujer.
Because we love our women, you see.
Porque nosotros amamos a nuestras mujeres.
We always make sure they're protected.
Nosotros siempre debemos asegurarnos de que estén protegidas.
That's why we don't give them the formal sannyasa, going without protection.
Por eso que nosotros no les damos formal sannyasa.
But we recognize if she is renounced woman, we recognize her as a sannyasini.
Pero si que la mujer renuncia, nosotros la reconocemos como sannyasini.
But this woman is very renounced.
Esta mujer es muy renunciada.
So we will recognize you. If you become fully renounced, we will recognize you as a sannyasini.
Entonces, nosotros sí te vamos a reconocer como sannyasini si te
vuelves. But we will not send you out without material protection.
Pero no te vamos a mandar afuera sin ninguna protección material.
Because we don't want you to be raped by some unscrupulous man.
Porque nosotros no queremos que seas abusada por ningún hombre inescrupuloso.
That's why we don't formally give you the sannyas order.
Es por eso que nosotros no te damos formalmente la orden de sannyas.
Does that make sense to you? Okay, very good. All right, next question. Yes. Anybody else have a question? All right, go ahead. I wanted to make sure everybody had a chance. Go ahead.
Últimamente, los últimos seis meses, se me está haciendo fácil cantar el santo nombre.
For the last 6 months, it has been like easy for him to chant.
Easy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good for me. Pero tengo tengo algunas deudas materiales.
But I have some material debts.
Material what?
Like deudas. Debts. Material debts.
Yes.
Eso hace que en la mañana me gustaría seguir cantando ronda, y lo digo francamente así, como humilde y sincero.
He says sincerely that he would like to keep going chanting, but he has to work.
Who do you owe the money to?
Claro, pero debo conseguir dinero.
Aquí le doy la plata.
Al banco.
To the bank.
I see. How much do you owe? How many pesos?
¿Cuántos pesos de?
Como 20 millones.
Like 2 million.
2 million.
It's like 40,000.
In US dollars, how much is it?
$40,000.
$40,000.
Entonces mi pregunta.
So, actually, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one should eradicate all debt.
Bueno, entonces, de acuerdo a Bhaktivinoda Thakur, uno debería erradicar todas sus deudas.
It's not good to, if our devotees, we don't want to have a bad name in the society that we're people who don't pay back our debts, that we're known as cheaters. That's not good for our reputation as a movement. It's better you work hard and pay off your debt.
No, pero están al día.
But they are like, he's paying in day, he's at day. Like,
huh?
He's not delayed with any...
You're making your payments on time.
Yes.
All right, then that's very good.
Yeah. La pregunta es, yo sé que Krishna es Yogeshwar, el místico supremo, Krishna.
So his question is, I know that Krishna is Yogeshwara, the supreme mystic.
Estará, Prabhupada a veces dice que uno no debe pedir cosas materiales a Krishna, pero yo podría pedirle de todo corazón que por favor me permita librarme las deudas para poder absorberme en cantar más santo nombre y en poder predicar, que es lo que más me gusta.
So, could I ask Krishna from my heart to like... Sincerely, to get free from debt, in order to chant better.
No. No. That's an offense. That's the eighth offense against the holy name.
Eso es una ofensa. Es la octava ofensa al santo nombre.
To take this process of Krishna bhakti is a process for material gain.
De tomar este proceso de bhakti como un proceso para la ganancia material.
You're trying to take Krishna as your servant. Krishna, do this for me, do that for me. No. No, this is not a good thing. You must not do that.
No, eso no es bueno para eso. She's making the point that it's just to be like more fixed in Krishna consciousness.
No, this debt is helping you to become Krishna conscious.
No, esa deuda te está ayudando a volverte consciente de Krishna.
The austerities you're doing to earn that money, that's burning off your past sins.
Las austeridades que estás haciendo para pagar esta deuda están quemando tu...
You must work hard and pay off that debt. That will help you to advance in Krishna consciousness.
Tú debes trabajar duro y pagar esa deuda, eso te va a ayudar a avanzar en conciencia de Krishna.
It's not joking business. I'm serious.
Esto es algo serio.
You must pay that debt.
You
know, that will help, and chant 16 rounds to pay off your debt. That will help you. It's not laughing matter. I don't know why you're laughing. I'm not joking. Why are you laughing? You have to become sober and serious. This is not good that you're laughing. Not good. I don't know why you're laughing. I'm giving you serious instruction. You're laughing? You think I'm making joke? No, you have to become serious. This will make you truly happy in Krishna consciousness.
Become serious.
Any other questions?
¿Alguna otra pregunta?
Yes.
Bhagavatam puede decirse que es como para poder ayudar a mucha gente y necesariamente las otras religiones podrían estar como más en un nivel más bajo que el nivel que José hablaba.
Okay. So she's asking if like Srimad Bhagavatam can be taken just like for us in our movement and just leave the other religions to stay in their level, but like we as Krishna consciousness movement should of course helping them, but just like Srimad Bhagavatam or like just leave them with their religion.
Oh, wait a minute, how can you say there's other religions? I don't understand.
Espera un segundo. ¿Cómo usted puede decir de que hay otras religiones? No lo entiendo.
God has given one religion only.
Dios está dando solo una religión.
To become a lover of God.
De volverse un amante de Dios.
This idea of different religions, this is a bogus idea.
Esa idea de diferentes religiones es una idea vaga.
Do you think Lord Jesus and Lord Chaitanya were teaching two different religions?
¿Usted cree que el Señor Jesucristo y el Señor Chaitanya estaban enseñando dos diferentes religiones?
Do you think they were? No, that's right. Lord Jesus and Lord Chaitanya, they're teaching the same thing, pure bhakti. There's only one religion in the world, and that is pure
bhakti.
So, every scripture has some advantage in helping you to come to pure bhakti. But the perfect scripture for giving pure bhakti, that is the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Pero la literatura perfecta para darte bhakti puro es el Srimad Bhagavatam.
Now I want to make sure I may not have properly understood your question. So if you can, if I answered your question.
Entonces,
or...
quizá yo no entendí bien tu pregunta. Si quieres, puedes formularla nueva.
No, lo que pasa es que hay muchos accesos a diferente información que no necesariamente es védico, sino que viene de otras fuentes.
Like there are many different access of
different what?
Access?
Like
sources. There are many different.
There's only one source, and that's Krishna.
En realidad hay una sola fuente, y ese es Krishna.
Everything is coming from Krishna. There's one source, ultimate source for everything, and that is Krishna.
En realidad solo hay una sola fuente, y esa es Krishna.
Respecto al cristianismo,
about Christianism.
Hmm?
She's saying about Christianism.
Christianism, okay.
Originalmente no está ligado completamente a lo que nosotros queremos predicar, porque es diferente. Actualmente.
It's not similar with our philosophy.
Similar with what?
With our philosophy.
Christianity is nonsense.
Philosophy.
Actually, the original teachings of Christ are pure Vaishnavism. But the followers of Jesus, they changed his teachings.
Pero los seguidores de Jesucristo cambiaron sus enseñanzas.
They wanted to make the Roman emperor a Christian.
Ellos quisieron hacer el Imperio Romano.
And to do that, they changed the scriptures to allow meat eating.
Derrocar el Imperio Romano, entonces por eso permitieron el consumo de carne.
Christ was against meat eating.
Cristo estaba en contra de la comer carne.
Prabhupada explains he started his Christian movement as a protest against the animal killing in the temples.
Prabhupada explicó que él empezó este movimiento como crítica de que los cristianos coman carne.
In fact, there is a gospel that was did not get changed, and it was hidden in a Tibetan monastery. There was a gospel, a gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, which was not tampered with. It was hidden in a Tibetan monastery.
Teachings of, he didn't get word gospel. What is gospel?
Gospel means it's like there's different gospels. Matthew, in Christianity, there's gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. These are called different gospels. But these were all changed to make, you know, to make Christianity suitable to the Roman emperor.
Pero eso, todo esto fue cambiado para hacer el cristianismo ajustable al imperio romano.
But there was one of these gospels which was hidden, which was they were not able to change.
Pero hubo uno de estos escritos así que fue escondido y no lo lograron cambiar.
It was kept in a Tibetan monastery.
Y fue encontrado en un monasterio.
And I posted a copy of this hidden gospel on the internet.
Y yo publiqué este documento escondido.
You go to turnonyoursoul.com/Jesus. Turnonyoursoul.com/Jesus. You can read this gospel where Christ is a pure vegetarian.
Donde sale este documento que Cristo es un vegetariano puro.
He's completely opposed to meat eating.
Es completamente opuesto a comer carne.
So we have to understand, even the present Bible that says, "Thou shalt not kill."
Entonces nosotros tenemos que entender que incluso nuestra Biblia presente dice que no debe matar.
So how they can claim to be Christians when they're killing?
Entonces cómo pueden ustedes clamar que son cristianos si están matando?
They're not following their own Bible.
Ustedes no están siguiendo a la Biblia.
If they want to be a real Christian and eat meat, they have to eat animals that die naturally.
Entonces si ustedes realmente quieren seguir la escritura de la Biblia, ustedes tienen que comer animales que han muerto.
Every animal will naturally die.
Si el animal ha muerto naturalmente.
And they can eat them once they drop dead.
Luego pueden comerse su cuerpo muerto.
But to haul that innocent cow to a slaughterhouse and murder that cow, that is most sinful.
Pero tomar a la vaca en un matadero y matarla.
That is not pleasing the Lord Jesus.
Eso no está complaciendo al Señor Jesucristo.
Jesus is known as the protector of the little lamb.
Jesús es conocido como el protector de los.
Can you imagine Jesus taking a knife and slashing the throat of the lamb?
¿Pueden imaginar ustedes a Jesucristo tomando un cordero y cortando su?
If we depicted Jesus as the slaughterer of the lamb, the Christians would be very angry. This is not our Jesus. He wouldn't slaughter the lamb.
Si nosotros pusiéramos a Jesucristo en una imagen matando a un cordero, se pondría muy.
So why they are slaughtering the lambs and the cows?
Entonces, ¿por qué ellos están haciendo eso con los corderos y animales?
That is not following the path of Jesus.
Eso no es seguirle el sendero de Jesús.
They're following the path of tongue.
Ellos están siguiendo el sendero de la lengua.
They have lust for blood.
Ellos tienen lujuria por sangre.
That's why they always like to talk about the blood of Jesus.
Eso por eso que a mí siempre me gusta hablar acerca de la sangre.
They're too much lusty after blood.
Me gusta hablar de la sangre de Jesús.
¿Sí?
One movement known as Gnosticism. Yeah, so can that movement be related? Because, like, they
depends on what their philosophy is. What is their philosophy?
Because they used to uncover like documents like showing that, you know, the origins of the Christianism, for example, the real origin, like that. they take like from every philosophy what they like, something like that. I don't know very well what is that movement, but I've
heard it. You have to judge somebody's how much they have. You can judge somebody's authenticity depending on how much they have the mood of pure bhakti. That's all.
Entonces ustedes simplemente tienen que jugar la autenticidad de algún grupo simplemente por su.
To whatever extent they manifest pure bhakti, to that extent they are genuine.
Entonces, hasta el punto de que ellos manifiesten el bhakti puro, hasta ese punto ellos son genuinos.
And to whatever extent they manifest sense gratification, to that extent they are bogus.
Entonces, y por otro lado, hasta el punto de que ellos proclaman la gratificación del sentido, hasta ese punto ellos son vagos.
Everyone has a little bit of bhakti.
Todos tienen un poco de bhakti.
So we appreciate that.
Entonces nosotros apreciamos eso.
The Christians have bhakti. They all have some little bit of bhakti. We appreciate them. We don't say that their worship of Jesus is bad. Or their worship of Allah is bad. Prabhupada, when he was visiting Tehran, he appreciated how the Muslims were saying the Muslim prayers 5 times a day. He very much appreciated the Muslim prayers.
Prabhupada, cuando visitó países musulmanes, apreció mucho cómo ellos hacían 5 veces al día sus oraciones.
When I see these Christian churches, I very much appreciate they built such beautiful buildings to glorify God. It's very nice.
Cuando yo veo estas construcciones de los católicos tan hermosas iglesias, yo realmente aprecio.
But now they need to make it perfect.
Pero ahora ellos necesitan hacerlo perfecto.
And if they will read Prabhupada's books, they will become perfect Christians.
Y si ellos leen los libros de Prabhupada, ellos se van a volver perfectos cristianos.
Just like in the U.S., there is one minister, a Baptist minister.
Tal como en Estados Unidos hay un ministro.
And he has become initiated devotee of ISKCON.
Y él se ha vuelto un devoto, un ministro católico, se ha vuelto iniciado.
He doesn't tell the members of the church, though. They would fire him, get rid of him.
Eso no se lo ha contado la iglesia, pero
you have one here too, a Baptist, a minister, is a devotee. One manager,
yes.
She's a nun, yes, very good.
So the same,
yes, I heard it. There was in South America, yes.
Okay, yes.
I saw on the video, the Catholic nun, yes. So we have a Catholic nun as a devotee, we have a Baptist minister. So this will be the perfection of Christianity when the ministers and the nuns all become ISKCON devotees, you see. And even if they don't become ISKCON devotee, at least if they can read Prabhupada's books and follow what Prabhupada says within their Christian church, then that would be very good.
Incluso si ellos no se vuelven devotos de ISKCON, pero si pueden tomar los libros de Prabhupada y seguir las instrucciones,
we have nothing against. In fact, one time I went to a Christian church for an evening study group. And I was glorifying Jesus like anything. And they were so happy how he is our guru. We worship him, he is our savior. They were so happy to hear that how much we love Lord Jesus. But I told them I have one complaint.
Pero yo les dije, tengo una queja.
And that is you're killing the cow and eating the cow. That is not good thing.
Dejen el matar los animales y comerla. Eso no es una buena cosa.
Except for that cow killing, they are doing very nice thing, these Christian
de
people.
La matanza de vaca, ustedes están haciendo una cosa muy bonita.
If they can just give up this cow and bull killing, then they can become easily become pure devotees. Because Jesus is a pure devotee of Krishna.
Porque Jesucristo es un devoto puro de Krishna.
In fact, Christ is the etymological derivation of the word Krishna.
Sorry, the last one?
You can say Jesus Christ or Jesus Krishna. It's the same thing.
¿Tú puedes decir Jesús o Krishna?
The word Christ comes from the Greek word Christos.
La palabra Cristo viene del Latin,
and if you know the history of Mahabharata, you know the Greek, they come from India. The Greeks came from India. The two grandsons of Maharaj Tejasi, his two sons are... King Yayati, his two sons, he sent one to farm the British, the Roman Empire and the Greek Empire. These are the sons of Maharaj Yayati. He's an Indian king.
Entonces, los hijos del rey Yayati de India tenía dos hijos y cada uno de ellos formó el griego.
That's why the Greeks and the Romans, they worship many demigods, you see.
Así es por eso que los romanos adoran a tantos semidioses.
So Greek culture, it is coming from Indian culture.
Entonces los griegos vienen de la cultura védica.
So, that Greek word Christos comes from the Sanskrit word Krista, which is another way of saying Krishna.
Entonces, esta palabra Christos, Cristo viene del griego Cristo, que es otra
palabra. So, actually, Jesus Christ is Jesus Krishna.
Entonces, Jesucristo es en realidad Jesús Krishna.
Krishna is his surname and Jesus is his first name.
Entonces, Jesús es su primer nombre y Krishna es su apellido.
Because he is Jesus of Krishna, or he is the Son, you see, the Son, he's Jesus of Christ, or Jesus of Krishna. And he even went to India between the ages of 12 and 30, he went to India. It's described in the Carrion Gospel that Lord Jesus went to Puri. He had the darshan of Jagannath. When we first had the Rath Yatra in San Francisco, Prabhupada said, oh, because Jesus loves Jagannath, and Jagannath loves Jesus, now Jagannath has come to the Christian world. So when Jesus said he will come again, huh? So you know what Jesus will do when he comes second time? He will be one of our members. He will be Hare Krishna. Yes. When Jesus comes again, he will be a Hare Krishna. Yes. In fact, maybe he's already joined our movement. He's just keeping himself hidden so they don't crucify him again. Okay.
He wants to know if you know something about Essenios culture.
About what?
Like in Spanish, it's Essenios.
The Essenes.
Essenes.
They were more. The Essenes were vegetarians, huh?
Ellos fueron vegetarianos.
Yeah, the Essenes are closer to the original teachings of Krishna than of Christ. And Krishna, same thing. They are more close to the original pure bhakti mood than the modern day Christians.
Yeah.
I think our time is, it's after 9 o'clock already. We're going way over time. It's been an hour and a half. We can have a little longer? All right, there was a question in the back. And you're next.
Is to be sober and serious is like a stage of our process.
Is what?
Should we get that stage in our process of our spiritual life to become serious and
yes,
sober?
You must become serious. Now. Now it's time to become serious. Start right now today. If you're not already serious, then right now you must become serious.
Si tú no eres serio todavía, entonces ahora mismo vuélvete serio. So what would be the consequences of being not serious?
If you're not serious, you will go away.
Si no eres serio, tú te irás afuera.
In due course of time.
A su debido tiempo.
We'll lose you.
Te perderemos.
We don't want to lose you.
So
please be serious.
Por favor, sea serio.
We love you.
Te amamos.
Please be serious.
Por favor, sea serio.
Now he was next. Yeah.
Sí, la pregunta es que cuando fue tu maestro espiritual hace rato mencionado el maestro espiritual entonces cae por las reacciones de su discípulo.
So. Yeah, the question is like, does the spiritual master fall down because of his disciples?
If a spiritual master takes too many unqualified disciples for the sake of name and fame, he will fall down, yes.
So, sí, si el maestro espiritual toma muchos, muchos discípulos descualificados por fama o cosas.
Prabhupada describes it.
Prabhupada lo estableció.
That means he wasn't a very qualified person to be a spiritual master if he was doing that. Lord Chaitanya said, "Na danam, na janam, na sundari." I don't desire followers. The spiritual master is too eager to get followers for the sake of name and fame, then that is a disqualification. And that accumulation of disciples, he takes disciples who are not really qualified to be disciples, who are still materialistic. then that will create a big burden, karmic burden for the spiritual master, and he will fall down in due course of time. Someone who becomes spiritual master has to be very careful. Not to be eager to increase the number of his disciples for the sake of name and fame and profit.
No estar ansioso de incrementar el número de sus discípulos por el propósito de fama.
¿Cuál es la definición de seriedad? Porque tengo ese problema que me río mucho siempre, ¿no? Pero no sé si es seriedad. ¿Qué es que es seriedad?
He used to laugh always. So, what is the definition of seriousness? Like, is it related with
laughing? If one is always laughing, that is called nervous laugh.
Si alguien está siempre riéndose, eso se llama.
It is not a genuine laugh.
Y no es risa genuina. Risa nerviosa, no genuina. Si alguien.
Someone who is always giggling.
Si alguien siempre está así riéndose.
That is not a blissful laugh. A blissful laugh is a laugh like Prabhupada's laugh, you see. When Prabhupada laughs, he takes in the whole universe. Someone who's just laughing, actually they're trying to fool themselves into thinking that they're happy. Actually, they're suffering like anything. But they have this laugh by which they try to convince themselves and others that they are happy. They're cheating themselves and they're cheating others by that laugh. The one who becomes serious in Krishna consciousness, when they laugh, they have a genuine laugh. So, the more you become serious, the more you become jolly. Look in the Vyasa Puja books, the Prabhupada's photographs. You never saw somebody who looked more serious than Prabhupada. And when he laughs, you never saw anybody who had such a big laugh as Prabhupada. That's the standard. Someone who's always laughing, he's miserable. He's just trying to cover his misery by the false laugh. That's all. Do you understand?
¿Tú querías como saber si que la risa era relacionada con sí. la seriedad?
O sea, no dos cosas. Una, que un problema que, no sé, siempre me ando riendo, pero no es esa risa nerviosa que él define. O sea, me siento feliz generalmente. Y la otra era, ¿cuál es la definición de seriedad?
He said that he used to smile always, but not for nervous. It's like, that he used to laugh. Because he feels many times happy. That's not for.
There is some happiness in material existence.
Hay cierta felicidad en la existencia material.
But it is not pure happiness.
Pero eso no es felicidad pura.
Because it is always tinged with the anxiety of knowing that suffering is soon going to be coming back.
Porque está siempre manchada con la porque siempre va a venir miseria adelante.
But the advanced transcendentalists. Who finds happiness only from his service to Krishna and not from Indriya Seva.
Pero quien es trascendental y solo siente placer por servicio a Krishna y no por servicio a los sentidos.
He experiences pure happiness.
Entonces él experimenta la felicidad pura.
Because it's not based on anything material.
Porque no está basado en nada material.
It's simply based on a loving relationship with Guru and Krishna.
Está simplemente basado en su relación con Guru y Krishna.
My happiness is based on anything material.
Mi felicidad no está basada en nada material.
That happiness must be impure.
Sorry,
Because deep down within, I know that any minute it can be taken away. So if you want happiness, that's great. Prabhupada has ordered you to be happy. He says, chant and be happy. So we're not saying it's wrong to be happy, you have to be morose. We're not saying that, don't misunderstand. Do not think that seriousness means moroseness. It does not. Does not mean that. But now I have to be serious. No, it doesn't mean that, moroseness.
He wants to know what is the definition of seriousness.
Huh?
He wants to know what is the definition of seriousness.
Seriousness means you understand that you are a sinful rascal. Who was foolishly given up the service of Krishna and has now come to this material world and engaged in so many sins for so many lifetimes. And now you're lamenting, you're regretting that why I've spoiled my life in this way. Now I have to come back to Krishna consciousness.
Ahora yo tengo que volver a conciencia de Krishna.
But in spite of realizing this, still I am tormented by material desires.
Pero incluso habiendo realizado esto, todavía estoy...
Therefore, Krishna, I am begging you to please help me become free from these material desires.
Por lo tanto, yo le oro a Krishna que por favor me libre.
So that I can become your pure devotee.
Entonces, luego me voy a poder volver
That is seriousness.
Eso sería.
All right, this is the last question. This is the very last question. Okay.
Okay. Si alguien ha dado para vida de Sanya y no está o de Brahmachari o Sanya y no está en la línea de Srila Prabhupada, no está autorizado.
What happened? If one person takes sannyas and is not in the line, in the disciple succession of Srila Prabhupada, he is not like authorized sannyas, if he is not in the line of Srila Prabhupada.
I mean, an ISKCON devotee leaves ISKCON to take sannyas somewhere else?
Yes, I think he means something that like
you
that.
Mean? An ISKCON devotee who leaves ISKCON to take sannyas outside of ISKCON? Is that was your question? He's nonsense. He's stupid. I would never hear the preaching of such a sannyasi. If you associate with a stupid fool, you become a stupid fool. Stupido. All right, we'll stop here. All right, I'll squeeze you in.
Okay, so can you give any advice, because many devotees have sons, like sons.
Have done what?
Sons.
Children.
Children.
Children. Children. Okay.
So they sometimes deny to go to the temple to chant Hare Krishna.
How to make your children pure devotees?
¿Cómo hacer a tu hijo devotos puros?
Yeah, that's the subject of a whole seminar, but in a nutshell, I'll tell you this. You have to... Oh, okay. Let's try again and make sure. I don't want to answer the wrong question.
Okay, ahora habla de nuevo. Va a poder.
Un consejo para todos los devotos que tenemos hijos: ¿cómo hacer que se vuelvan más conscientes de Krishna? Que a cierta edad, entre 15 y 16 años, se vuelven rebeldes.
Yeah, He says, please give an advice for the devotees who have children, and like around 15 or 18 years, they go away. An advice to like give them Krishna consciousness or to become them, like, or what to do to become.
Once they're 15 and 18, and they, what advice do you have now for them? Give them a lot of prasadam, that's all I can say. If you want to train in the Vida Vodis, you have to do it as soon as they come out of the womb. Once they're 15 or 18, they're on their own. You can't change them at that time. It's too late. You have to, when they're a little baby, you have to bring them to the temple, put them in your lap, and every lecture, let the baby hear the lecture. The baby cries, give him some prasadam. Keep the baby in the lecture. When they're little babies, they learn 100 times faster than adults learn. Look at Prahlad, he was a pure devotee just by hearing in the womb. So you have to let those little Prahlads hear Shabda Brahma. Every class, bring them, put them in your lap, keep them happy, don't let them sleep, let them hear the class, don't let them run around like. If they grow up hearing every time you come to the temple, they sit and hear the lecture with you, they'll become very advanced devotees. And they will never go away. But if you let them sleep, you let them run and play, you leave them at home because it's too much of a botheration. When they're teenagers, they'll become completely rascals. And then all you can do is just give them a lot of prasadam. Encourage them to do kirtan, you know. It's difficult once they're teenagers.
Es difícil cuando son adolescentes.
Get them when they're young, when they're babies. That's the time to train them very well in Krishna Bhakti.
Entrénalos cuando son niños. Ese es el minuto para hacerlo.
¿Puede ser que ellos son el futuro del movimiento de
consciousness? Can be said that. That these children are the future of this Krishna consciousness movement?
Only if you train them properly.
Solo si tú los entrenas apropiadamente.
If you don't train them properly, they will want nothing to do with this movement.
Si tú no los entrenas apropiadamente, ellos se van a ir y no tienen nada que ver con este movimiento.
All right. Granta Raj, Srimad Bhagavatam, next class. Ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.